This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, just announced Guns N' Roses are coming to Oracle Park in San Francisco on August 5th. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon at Ticketmaster. But what do you think? You want to you can buy tickets during the presale, special Alice presale for Alice listeners only. It starts Thursday, 10 a.m. It goes till 10 p.m. with the password SOLO. S-O-L-O. Or you can win a pair right now. Ryan's got the phones. 800-400-3697. Be calling number 9, 800-400-3697. You're going to go check out Guns N' Roses. Wow! So good.
Where yeah, do we is. Go now? They're really good live, you guys. You want to see this show.
Sometimes when we play this, I'll do this solo on kazoo. All right. I mean, we got all week to revel in that. Guns N' Roses coming to Oracle. Oh. Okay, so let's do the album charts real quick. On Fridays, we get new music, and then a week and a half later, we see how everything charted. Nothing new in the whole top 10. There's some juggling of the positions, but there's no new songs. No new albums. Number 10 is Jack Boys. The thing is called Jack Boys. And 30,000 copies of that for 10th place. Oh, I love autotune.
I wonder what kind of bump we'll see after the Super Bowl from J-Lo and Shakira fans.
Right. Wonder if they'll bust it.
That'll be next week, right?
Right. So this is the one that's sort of reflecting the post-Grammy stuff. So you'll see some stuff in here.
Oh, okay.
Moneybag Yo. Time Served, that was number 9 with 31,000 copies. Number 8 is Harry Styles, Fine Line, 33,000 copies. DaBaby, a record called Kirk, sold 36,000 copies. Or was streamed 36 million times, I don't know what the streaming equivalent is, one of those. Everybody just paid their Apple Music subscription fees and Spotify fees and got to listen to all this stuff. Mac Miller, Circles. That's number 6, 45,000 copies. Post Malone, one of the stars of the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Hollywood's Bleeding is number 5, 54,000 copies. Gold.
Manic. We are incredibly rich. We can buy both.
Buy both. Halsey's Manic sold 56,000 copies. That's fourth place. Billie Eilish jumps way back to the top of the charts. She did a performance of When the Party's Over. Is that the name of that song?
Yep.
On the Grammys. And I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be good for her record. 62,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Back in third place. One by one. Eminem, he falls down to number 2. Music to Be Murdered By only sold 89,000 copies. And reclaiming the number 1 spot after, I think, a week out is Roddy Ricch, 95,000 copies of Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. Why?
This is the big single that's on the Hot 100 as well. Number 1 on the charts.
He's amazing. I didn't even know this guy. Roddy Ricch, great. Another 95,000 copies. Enjoy. So, look, the world was rocked. Okay, you're into this. Go ahead, sing it.
It's no, it's just funny. I just know the song. I'm not,
you know it?
I'm not in love with it.
All right.
But it's all over the place. Mm. It's hard to miss it. It's everywhere.
So, last week, big tragedy. I don't have to tell you that Kobe Bryant passed away. On Sunday night at the Grammys, we actually saw quite a bit of Boyz II Men. And this was right when the news had broken. Kobe died last Sunday morning. So Brian McKnight of Bryn's favorite band of all time, Boyz II Men.
He's not part of Boyz II Men.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's a different, that's a totally different dude. Oh. He's not.
Brian McKnight's his own guy, right?
Yeah, he's R&B though. He's the same kind of genre, yeah. Sure. Crazy.
I thought you said that to me this morning.
No, you said that to me, and I just said, oh, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but sure, I'll pull the Brian McKnight.
Oh. I thought he was just like stepping out and doing a solo thing.
No, I can get why you associate them, but no.
Okay, let me start the story over.
Okay.
So there was a big tragedy last week.
Kobe Bryant
passed away. Terrible helicopter crash.
Right.
And it turns out Brian McKnight, not from Bryn's favorite band, Boyz II Men, mm-hmm. but probably his favorite solo artist, I'm going to guess.
He's good. He has a couple of big hits. Do you want me to play it for you?
Is this the song? Or is this, you're going to play me one of his hits? Play me a hit.
Yeah, I'm looking for one of his hits. Here, let's see if I can do it. Here's one. How about this?
Okay. Right,
let's go. You know this song?
I truly believe that I know one song from Boyz II Men and I don't know any Brian McKnight songs.
Oh,
maybe I do know this.
Yeah, you know the song. It's going to the chorus right now. Just give it a second. Yeah, yeah. One.
I've heard this. I've definitely heard this.
Three. But you're the only one for
me. Get it four. Oh. You like this one, Vin?
I'm not buying it, Brian. I'm sorry. But
I believe it. Hook, line, sinker. It's smooth. Oh, hell yeah, she does. Of course she does.
I know she does.
So Brian McKnight.
You know what I spent the weekend listening to,
please,
just so you know?
I can't wait to hear.
I got my kid that iPod so she could listen to music, right? Yeah. Unbeknownst to me, or I should have known but wasn't thinking everything all the way through, there's videos on there as well.
Oh.
So first mistake I made was I didn't get the... I got the explicit versions of all the songs.
You didn't set parental controls
right.
for
so
only
everything
versions.
Pink sings has an F word in it.
Or something. She swears.
Right. Also, there's a ton of videos on there. Video versions
right.
of the song. So she will sit and watch Bieber one time.
He's
over
so cute.
And over.
I mean, she gets to see all his facial expressions. And
so she's like... Well, my favorite song right now is One Time, and I'm like, I've never even heard what? That.
Is that a Bieber song?
It's a Bieber song. You've never heard it either.
No.
Of course you haven't.
Can I please hear One Time by Justin Bieber? That's her favorite song. Why? Because she likes the video or because she...
Because there's a video.
Oh.
And she watches that while listening to the song. And I saw it five times. And the reason I say that is because Usher's in it.
Oh.
Back to the R&B.
Man. He is a little baby in this video.
Yeah.
This
is
called One Time?
A little kid.
Oh my God! He's so tiny.
He's adorable.
So this video. Oh, here's the hook. Come on.
Oh my God!
It's actually pretty good, right?
He looks like a 12-year-old.
Probably.
Well, he probably is a 12-year-old.
Nah, I want to say he's got to be 16, right? Wasn't he like?
I don't
know. I think he was 14 when he broke with the.
Look at
did
that
Usher
music.
Discover
so
him or
yeah.
something?
Usher.
Because this video starts with Usher saying something like, yo, Jay, you got to hold down the house for me? Like they live together, like they're musical
partners.
Roommates.
Right. Musical roommates. Look how
and
cute
he's like,
he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, here.
Yo,
and then the party
let's
starts.
Let's have a party.
Right.
It's, you know what? I used to love his hair when he looked like that. It's just like so, it's all combed forward and sloshed to the side.
My daughter gets the goofiest look on her face when she's looking at this kid.
Has she seen him in his older, more scabby looking?
No, I don't know,
looking?
But she's probably going to like him for that, too.
Oh, he's on a, did you see him on the skateboard just then?
Oh, I know the video. I saw it 5 times this weekend.
Oh, boy. There's another good video. I like. It's like If I Was Your Boyfriend or something.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
They're at the pool and it's...
If I Were Your Boyfriend.
That's a fun one.
Your kids went through this phase?
No, they don't. They are not. No. We liked Kelly Clarkson.
Well,
I think
how do
that
you
he
know
was
that?
A little bit...
How do you know this then?
I don't know that song.
Oh.
I don't. I know the one. I just saw it here maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I thought, oh, that's a good video.
Is this another Usher one where he says, watch the house? So silly.
He's a good 17 in this one. Look at your boyfriend. Look how much more dangerous he looks in these ones. They got him looking kind of James Dean-y.
Hair is all pompadoured out.
He just got his license. He's doing donuts in the parking lot.
Okay, how do we get here?
Brian McKnight. Where you want to go?
Oh, this is where you were listening to all weekend. Okay, back to
Boyz II Men.
Back to Boyz II Men's Brian McKnight. He has written.
We lost the Super Bowl. Everybody, lighten up.
I wish you'd explain this to me before we went on the air.
I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't realize. I thought he had some sort of association with Boyz II Men.
Oh, he doesn't?
That you were...
They never did like a duet together?
I don't think they did. Not that I know of. Okay. I should look that up.
Don't bother, really. Truly. I'm sure. I'm just grasping at straws. Brian McKnight, who has no affiliation with Boyz II Men.
And hey, by the way, isn't he a local dude?
He might be.
Is he a Bay Area
I know
dude?
That he was here. One of my boys had him propose with him to his girlfriend.
Oh, what do you? Why you know him?
What?
Wait,
like paid him or something like that.
So. Well, how much
paid
does that cost?
Him to hang around while
I'm
he proposed?
Share all that.
Yeah, you are.
It was interesting.
Did you get to be there for the proposal? And
I
did
wasn't
Brian
there.
McKnight like get on
all
one
my
knee?
Friends
did,
were
did,
there,
did,
but
did
I
do
heard
the
about
ring
it.
Presentation and go for that guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Brian McKnight was given a speech to read.
No, serenaded.
He
went
sang
out there and serenaded.
He sang. And then your boy popped out and said, hey, will you marry
correct.
Me? Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
And she was like, who's talking right now? Is it Brian McKnight? Because I will totally marry him. So Brian McKnight, after the Kobe incident tragedy, he's written a new song. And then, but this is just him on a guitar. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So he just decided to do like a little
in
self-made video.
Mm-hmm. And says that the song wrote itself. So I can't take credit for the song because the song wrote itself.
Can't Say Goodbye is what it's called.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, that's pretty.
That is pretty. Yeah, he should finish that and release it.
He's surprising us with changes.
The acoustics are beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Is he just sitting in his, like... gigantic living room?
Yeah, exactly.
Letting it bounce around. Natural reverb. Yes.
Honestly, how much did your buddy pay this guy to sing?
I'm not
when he proposed.
I don't know. I shouldn't know.
Can you write it down?
I'm not going to say.
Just write it down. I want to see
it. I'm just so curious.
$70,000.
No.
I'm just making it. I'm ballparking
it. Although you think
grand.
He would.
Oh, yeah? $10,000?
No, I didn't. I'm telling you, I'm not saying.
I was just closer with $10,000 than I was with $70,000. $25,000.
You guys are terrible at this.
$12,000.
That, you already you know got what? It.
Oh, I got it. It was $10,000. Okay, that's what I thought.
I didn't say that.
No,
I just said you already got it.
Listen, I'm just reading the signs in the room.
Talking
you know?
About so stupid. You guys are terrible at keeping secrets.
That's so pretty, Brian McKnight. Very pretty.
A Boyz II Men.
It's hard to say goodbye. A Boyz II Men. Yes.
So he did a song with Boyz II Men, Let It Snow.
Oh, he did a show with them.
And he also, some texters are texting in saying that he wrote a couple songs for Boyz II Men.
Oh, there is.
Phew. That's probably what But he's not in Boyz II Men, is what I'm being told.
But there's a connection.
It's not, but I would not, but I certainly did not know that. I thought he was in the band, Vinny.
I'm so embarrassed. My
you can't know everything.
R&B knowledge just failed me this morning. Brian and Kobe had a relationship. I guess that actually Kobe was on one of Brian McKnight's songs in '97, a song called "Hold Me." Kobe had a rap verse on it toward the end.
Mm.
Oh,
I didn't know that Kobe had done any stuff like that. And of course, he was a huge Lakers fan, so he's mourning, maybe more than the rest of us even. And he put it into. Is this Kobe rapping?
That's young Kobe, too.
Yeah, it is young Kobe.
Well, 97, right? That would have been right when he got into the NBA.
Sure Kobe's,
you can't just play that without fear.
We don't want no trouble today.
Fear. No, zero trouble.
I got to go get a shingle shot.
No, you don't need to be going into that with worries on your mind.
Everyone's writing in, too, and they're like, the second one is way worse.
Oh.
And it's gonna you're going to be in pain for 5 days. I'm like, oh, super.
Well, I can't wait to live through it with you.
I mean, I don't have a choice. I can't skip it.
No, you got to. Well, you did the first half.
I know.
You skip the second
half.
Yeah,
I can't.
You don't want shingles.
No.
5 days of pain is much better than a lifetime.
Right.
Drake and Future.
Yeah.
I love Drake. Oh, my God. More Drake, please. They've got a song that's leaked. It's called Desires. Here they are at a birthday party together.
I listened to it.
They look like they're having a ball. Oh, this is the Kobe rap? Yeah, we can go back to that. Sure.
All right, hold on.
All right. Okay, so the Brian McKnight song, Here Comes Kobe Bryant. Oh, look, he's on a bike. Yeah.
He's fake motorcycle riding.
Yeah, they are clearly attached to the trailer of a car. Do you think he saw this and went, yeah, I got a feature in rap?
No, but I don't think it's the worst rap I've ever heard.
I've heard worse. I've heard the Kevin Federline stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's way worse out there.
There's Foxy Chicks in that.
Yep.
Music video.
Back to Drake and Future.
Yes, Drake
what
and Future.
They
leaked a song. They did a song together that's been leaked. It's called Desires. Isn't that what it is? Or Desire? Well, I handed him the whole story.
Desires. Sorry, here.
No,
you can take it back.
Fine. You know, I think really all you need to know is right there in the title. Drake and Future's Desires has leaked. Stream it now.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Is that Future?
No, that's Drake.
That's Drake?
Come on, Sarah.
How do I know?
You should get this down. This guy's in the Hot 100 like every week.
Drake. Is that Future?
Yes, that's okay. Future. All right, I'm sure you're done with this now.
I loved it, though. Oh, my God. What another great song. Listen. I know your kid just turned one. I got to get you going on this before she turns two, because this is what you got to do. Forget Disneyland.
Are we one and a half yet?
No.
Okay.
You're one and
it's August.
One and a quarter. Oh, August. You are one and a half.
All right.
You are.
Over. Yeah, we're one and a half.
Well,
go on.
You only have 6 months to put this together, Vinny. Stormy. Do you know who Stormy is? Is Stormy's last name Scott, or is Stormy's last name
I don't know
Jenner?
Stormy.
Stormy. It's
Webster.
Kylie. The last name's Webster?
Yeah.
What is his real last name? He must be Travis Scott Webster or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, Stormy Webster. She's two now, and the world knows. Listen, we'll put this, maybe we'll link this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page or something. I can't even describe to you what they've done for this person. This little two-year-old person who will remember it because it'll be like she was there through the power of video.
Right.
They put together an experience where instead of being, you know how it was Astroworld and it was the blow-up scene, the mm-hmm. blow-up head.
Oh, my God, they made her?
They made her.
That's
so
her.
So it's Stormy World. And everyone's in uniforms and they walk through the giant mouth hole. And now they're going in. And Stormy is about to experience all this. So first we're walking through some kind of enchanted forest.
Oh, my God.
It's enormous. It's the biggest thing you've ever seen. And then they walk down the steps. And now they're going to go into Trolls Land. The word Stormy's everywhere. You can select a brochure for Stormy World. It's just too much.
How old is that kid?
Two. This is her two-year-old birthday party. So there they are in some kind of Trolls Land. There's mushrooms everywhere and brightly colored psychedelic trolls.
Oh, my God, Poppy. Like a full-size Poppy troll character.
There's fruit hanging from the trees that has people in it. Now they're walking
to... Is that the nanny walking her or is that the actual
mom? I think that's Kylie.
Oh, okay, good.
And now she's walking her into Frozen Land.
Oh, my
There's a whole nother section of this thing. There's
my
Olaf.
My kid's head would explode.
So you can, there's all these little stations where the children can do fun things. Stormy has a ton of friends.
Does it say what she dropped on this?
No, but we were looking at it this morning, and we think it might be $5 million. Like, as they go room to room,
it looks,
I mean,
like
there's
millions.
Ice sculptures.
Yeah,
there's 100 employees, easily. I mean,
it's a huge production.
I guess they don't, oh, and there's
the
another thing of
giant
another
statuette
blow up.
Of the...
It's just... Who needs Disneyland when you've got Kylie Jenner as you, or Kylie Jenner as a child herself? What this really is Kylie World. This is just where she wanted to be. And she was like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll make a fantasy world for me, and I'll say it's for my daughter. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, Stormy's doomed. I mean, she's going to have the best life of anyone ever. Her mom's a billionaire.
That's frightening, though.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
A little much.
The claw.
She'll never be satisfied in her life.
Oh, is it Toy Story?
It's, yeah, it's the Toy Story claw, but they're all little like pillows of
Stormy's
face.
Oh, my God.
No concern for how this kid's going to turn out at all.
Zero. Absolutely zero. Well, look how great Kylie turned out, so why would there be any problem? Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The ideal relationship and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.